software isn't up to date to allow us to actually sit down and take that.
The software doesn't track all of that stuff.
They have,
the software does track our usage.
But they know how much they've spent.
You can do it without.
And how much they've collected. They're in the budgets all the time.
So why doesn't someone in the public sit down and do it on a spreadsheet?
Because we don't have the figures that are in the computer. So if we actually got the actual last year's budget, we would have some idea. I've never seen that.
Hasn't the budget, I thought I saw, wasn't a budget put out?
No, not the new budget.
Rick? Wasn't a budget put out?
No, not the new budget, the old budget, the actual numbers, never seen them.
From last year?
17-18.
Yeah, which.
Or is it in process?
Well, it should.
No, it's done.
Has the audit been done?
No.
Audit has not been done.
No.
No, I'm not talking audit, the budget's.
Hopefully you can hear over here, because I can't, doesn't want to plug in.
There's something on the bottom.
What's this one?
That's an unused extension.
There we go, we're taking that one out. It's still going? It's still going, so hopefully you can hear.
Move the podium over.
I don't know what to do with it.
Go ahead.
Okay, I have a comment to make, and this pertains, well, it could be any of the water, but I'm going to bring up irrigation water. I've been at a few of these meetings, and I know we're using quite a bit less irrigation water, and like Steve mentioned, Penobscot Ranch went from 14 inches down to 10 inches. Well, that's what they said. And I'm looking around our divide, and I'm looking at the Paradise Fire, the Sonoma Fires, Napa. I'm looking at all this dry ground here, and we're making less money off of our water for irrigation. And I think if the irrigation water was cheaper, I think that we would be, instead of sending it down to the river, give it to the people so we can use it on our divide instead of pricing us out of it. I think it's very important that we have a little bit less. They over doubled the 1 inch of water last year. That's, 100% more. And now they want to raise it 10% each year. And what it's going to do is we're going to be using less water, and we have more risk of fire danger. And I think this is very important to think about.
You need to be safer.
That's right. And if we sell more, we make more money.
Yes.
We make money.
Revenue from the water district.
I understand what you're saying.
I've been authorized to reply to or give you the letters that were sent to me and their response, because these two irrigation people cannot be here. And they are both two of the very large users. This is from Lenny Marenko in Penobscot. I'm in receipt of the GPUD letter dated 12/31 regarding the 2019 seasonal irrigation rate schedule. I am uncertain how to complete the service application as it reads, the Board of Directors is reviewing the possibility of sustaining the 2018 rates instead of the new 2019 rates. It would greatly help to know now what the rates will be, as we, the consumer slash ratepayer, needs to plan out our budgets and thus how to complete the application. This means it would be most helpful to know now if rates will be frozen or not. It would be of great help to at least sustain current rates. Increased rates means less irrigation water will be purchased. I was forced last year to reduce my water from 25 miners inches to 10 due to the new irrigation rates. That means a substantial fire break for my community was erased. What once was a large acreage cattle pasture that was irrigated all summer long in 2018 is now a dry pasture. Unless one lives with large irrigated pastures, they do not recognize the exceptional value of irrigated land as a fire break and provision of water for wildlife. Additionally, we will see our community become less and less serving agricultural purposes, and instead we'll have more homes and land splits as irrigation water becomes affordable. The price of irrigation water should consider not only the needs of GPUD as a business, but also the needs of the community served by that entity. And the other one is from John and, what's her
name?
Pauline LaFile. And these are both Greenwood customers. Please tell the GPUD board that we regret that we cannot be there, but please tell them that the rates are already high and that we are not for them getting any higher. We care about people and the animals that this is affecting. The board is elected to bring common sense to the district and not let management run without thinking of who is being affected and the damage being done. Thank you, John and Pauline LaFile.
And they're right across from Penobscot Ranch and adjacent to ALT.
I would like to make another comment to add to that. I live right on the canyon, and we have 17 acres. Many of it is irrigated, and it's cleared. Our neighbors across the road have 40 acres of irrigation. He just cut his in half. We're right on the ridge. If a fire comes up through there, and that's all dry pasture, there's no protection. There's no fire break at all. We've always kept a fire break for that reason. So Georgetown and Greenwood and all those towns are going to be affected by it if there's no breaks. And we will look like paradise.
Okay. Yes.
I would like to reiterate what the gentleman up here front said. He gave an excellent synopsis, I think, of the community's feelings. I don't believe that we're looking for a flat out rate freeze forever. I think that we do want to look at the numbers that were provided to RCAC in the first place. That is the purpose of the rate freeze, to give time to do that, to answer your question.
Thank you.
I don't think that study, that kind of an investigation, if you will take that long. I don't know what to advise, how long you make a recommendation for. I mean, obviously until the investigation is complete. But, you know, going forward, you're making a recommendation to the board. And I had a whole statement, which I've modified because of what's transpired here. But the bottom line is the community voted in and voted out two board members based on that consensus of feeling. They wanted it looked at again. We want the numbers to be looked at again by somebody else. We want the base numbers to be looked at. None of us are arguing that rates don't need to be increased. That is the recommendation we are asking you to make to the board.
I will tell you that some of the stuff that was done on that rate increase, the recommendation that I made when we used RCAC was that we use a different person to take a look at it. We had actually, the numbers that had been provided, the capital lists were probably 20 years old, and some of that equipment, and as you say, some of that equipment wasn't there, but also going forward, it was missing some very important things. Neither one of the treatment plants was listed on our asset list. As we know, we had to replace one. So that's $12 million that we know wasn't included in the information that was given. And so that was a correction that needed to be made, and I'm sure it was made. But also, we have two treatment plants. So it's really $24 million that has to be replaced at some point, not next week or next year. So that's why if you look at the thing that was done is to look at how we would approach your, you know, we're not going to replace the dam without state money coming. We're not going to replace our treatment plants at 100%. So those are the things that we tried to correct in the in looking at it. So for people are saying, well, it jumped up a lot. Well, that yes, because they had left a lot out.
But they've also put some stuff in that shouldn't been in there, like the Pilot Hill water storage tank. That was eliminated in 2015. The Walton plant is not going to be replaced. It's going to be repaired because it was already replaced in 2008.
No, it's repaired.
Well, repaired.
So I'm gonna just cut off. I mean, I think we're getting too far off of the topic of whether or not to freeze. So
let me say the point.
You guys can
is,
say anything you want. It's public, but I'm gonna tell the committee I would not talk about details that are in the capital improvement plan.
Okay, but the point is that there's errors in that plan, and that makes errors in the totals. And then also you by not using the current rates and using what's in the rate study, because there's less irrigation water, there's less other water. We don't have the current totals. I mean, there's numerous things.
Okay.
The other thing is, there is litigation that's taking.
Yeah, but that could take 2 years.
Could take till Tuesday.
Just take the look.
Yeah, depending, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Could take the
Please understand, my suggestion was not because I think the rate should be reduced or even increased or left the same. It's about if you don't have good data going in, to your point, there were things missing. To her point, there were things that were there that shouldn't be there. We have an obligation, or you have an obligation, to go back to the public and explain the anomalies and basically convince them that the numbers are correct. Because you've got 7,000 people out here that don't believe them. And that's a problem.
Okay.
And I was not referring to the study that was made. I'm talking about the study we were preparing 3 years ago. And those things were to be corrected. And that's why we went with a different person to look at it. Because I did not want anything tainted by what had been done.
But RCAC did it, and the Robert Culp did that one. Their engineer did it. Mary Fleming did it.
Yeah, Mary Fleming, that's why I say the one she did not have all the information because there were the capitalists did not have things. But I don't know about the second one because I was not involved in that one.
The one in the 218?
The one that's done. So I just say I hoped that they made those changes.
Okay, and then is any of the money going into reserves this year? I haven't seen any increase in the capital reserves.
I could spend all day on questions and answers. It's in the budget. So whatever's in the budget, yes. The answer is yes. The 18-19 budget
You've
includes.
Actually physically put
it includes a transfer in reserve.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a few things to bring up, and it's basically very similar to what's been brought up in a different way today. First of all, reading through the documents that's presented to the Finance Committee and the public, there are statements that, in my opinion, are based on the opinions of staff and not necessarily based on actual figures, facts, and dates. There's something on there, legality, as if that means something. I don't know of any law that's mentioned, which is mentioned that is based on. There's also talk about the grand jury report. No must, shall, and wills throughout this whole document. What happens is you and the public and the board are relying upon statements made by staff that are not substantiated or clearly linked to. If a statement is made, such as in a writ, and then they would have a footnote that says, these numbers on this line are number one, and then it's the backup that supports and makes it something that the public can check for themselves to see if they're true. That doesn't affect it, that doesn't come here. Most everything that I read here is an opinion made by staff. I think many of them are misleading, and without the background information to substantiate it, it just leaves the whole garbage in, garbage out, with no disrespect to any of the staff. What needs to be done is there needs to be a forensic audit of the district so that we don't have to guess as to who, what, when, or where. If there's something that needs to be replaced, that item should come to the forefront, be listed, a guesstimate as to how much it's going to cost, when it's going to be done. That isn't done. What's happening now is the money that's being collected by this district is going basically into the general fund. Once it goes into the general fund, it's lost, in my opinion. You're sitting here today, I raised my hand earlier in the proceedings, and I was told, be quiet until the end. The general manager says, let me get all my stuff done, and then I'll be quiet, and then the public can talk. Instead, what happens, as you've seen today, the general manager breaks in, acts as if he's an attorney, which he is not, and tells the finance committee, don't talk about this. He is not an attorney. It is his opinion, just like my opinion. I'm not an attorney. A little savvy, but I'm not an attorney. Now, I don't think that the general manager has, after everything that he said and prepared, break into a conversation between your committee and the public and tell them you can't talk about this. Well, what are we here for? If you want an attorney here, bring an attorney here. Don't cease because somebody wants to do it. This is based on a staff-driven report, not a district report. The district is the 7,000 people that are upset with what happened as a result of what staff and RCAC has done. So to continue seeing these types of documents without any verification, I think we're all being misled and a disservice is being done to the district. Thank you.
Yeah, that's fine, but I disagree because we are an audited operation. Mm-hmm. And as such, and the audit is checked by this committee and it is checked by the board.
And professionals
are doing it. These are companies that their reputation is on the line if they are not auditing mm-hmm. correctly.
There's the difference between an audit and a forensic audit.
There's a big difference. Yes.
And I think the public wants a forensic audit done. This is what we expected when we...
Details.
When this election was done. This is the reason why these two people are no longer on the board. The public wants a forensic audit done. They want it based on actual figures. Yeah, substantiated figures. And we don't believe that what went into that rate study, what went into this rate increase, is accurate. We want to know that it was for sure done correctly with the right calculations.
Well, and I think at that point you have two board members here, but I think it's the board that you need to discuss that with.
Well, mine is just to give you information as a public thing.
Yeah.
You all said, Steve, be quiet.
And I made a note that you do want to
be quiet and come in at the end. Yes. I come in at the end, and we had the other Steve, the general manager, going out and saying, don't talk with the public. God, that's so wrong.
And we're not asking for not having a rate increase. We're asking to have it frozen until this forensic audit is done to substantiate that the correct figures went into the rate study, went into this audit. That's what's being asked.
Mm-hmm. And to ignore the concerns of the community, to refuse to put this issue on the board's agenda, to investigate it in greater depth, would be neglectful to the GP of the district, to its constituents.
Is it on Tuesday's agenda?
I don't know. I don't.
The rate, yeah, this discussion I'm having today is on the agenda. In the exact same presentation.
Yeah. So. Based on the current water rates, will the district be able to go forward with the capital projects they have scheduled for 2019?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Do we have a list?
Do we have any schedule?
Because if you have them and they're going to be formally bid, you must already be scoping them to be able to hit the construction. Yeah,
the plan now is to continue forward with what we have.
Yeah,
plan.
Yeah, we have a budget that includes capital project.
And we had meetings on capital improvement.
So there are sufficient funds to proceed for 2019, whether you freeze rates or not?
Yeah. Yeah, because we have the reserves and there that are available, and but you get into a situation, one of the problems that we had is we had to use a lot of reserves.
Well, we're not talking just reserves, but water sales on the current rates,
yeah, which were double of last. And we have projections on those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, it's my suggestion that the 2019 rate increases be frozen for 12 months to allow the time to review and to verify the 2017 rate study data and the methods that were used to calculate it.
I'm confused. At what rates are you going to freeze? Are we going to be at the 2018
yes.
rates?
Yes. Just don't do the 5
to 10. We're going to stay at the 2018 rates.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is the question.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
We agree.
Yes.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. The comment was made that you've had certified audits and these auditors' credentials are on the line.
Mm-hmm.
How did they miss all of this?
Yeah. That's a good question.
How did they miss all of what?
Yeah, what exactly?
Cherie?
What?
How did they...
The inaccuracies.
Oh, the $30 million increase in assets in 1 year.
You indicated that...
I just gave you $24 million of that.
No, but
that's
no.
The two plants.
No, Walton plant was in the original. It
you
was
yourself
in
indicated that there was... There were assets not listed and assets that should have been, and that things were not correctly categorized. So if that's the case, how could these auditors...
And again, that was a three-year-old statement. That was on the previous one, and that's why it was recommended to the board that they basically start over again.
With the RCAC.
With the RCAC and a different person
so
doing the study.
History of assets being missed by certified auditors?
I don't think that was a certified audit, the first one.
Every year? Yeah, there, we have our audit every year, mm-hmm.
And
that's all certified.
And things have been missed.
I don't know if even the asset lists are...
Well, there's a difference. Yeah. So what you're talking about is the asset lists and the audit, and that's different than the capital replacement program and the rate study.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if
there's
the
two
asset
different
list
things.
Is audited... By
it's
the auditors.
Not.
The auditors don't audit the rate study.
No, the asset list.
The asset list is not in the rate study.
Right.
The asset list is in the audit. The auditors audit the asset list in the audit. The auditors do not audit anything in the rate study.
Well, that's what she's asking is
no,
how'd they miss it?
How'd they miss it?
How'd they
it
miss what?
It wasn't in the study.
It wasn't in the study.
It wasn't in their scope. It's like saying that if you are studying a grocery store, why isn't the supplier that's in Idaho's rates included in the study of the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different thing.
If assets were missed by the certified auditor.
They're not auditing
the no one missed. That's not your statement.
The audit. Not
you're saying they're two different animals.
Yes.
I'm just asking about the annual audit.
Yeah.
So
the annual audit is a financial audit.
Asset list.
I guess that's your question.
We're not talking about the audit right now.
Audit.
About the rates.
The asset list.
No, we were talking about the audit.
Yeah.
Not the rate study, the audit.
But
I don't have the audit. We don't have the audit here in front of us, and there's no audit asset list that we're looking at.
Yeah.
No.
Every audit
I mean, I don't know.
List.
Right.
How can we be running a business without having these documents?
If we want to talk about the audits,
it needs to be
I can
be
talk to you about
agenda.
It later.
Yeah. We'll talk
I can
about everything
later.
That comes up.
Yeah, I mean, if there's things in the audit that's wrong, we talk about when the audit comes up or outside this meeting,
so
but we're not talking about the audit right now.
Yeah, right.
I brought to your attention some items in that rate study. Have you had a chance to review them?
The ones you just brought up?
Well, I just gave them to the president.
Oh.
And it says basically in what I can remember is that when grants come in or other monies, that they will be reviewed as a part of the rate study. And I'm not aware of anything that's been reviewed or reassessed or anything else. As a matter of fact, the district at the time that they were preparing the RCRCA, if I'm getting it wrong, I'm sorry, that rate study, they had the district had at least a $700,000 grant that I'm aware of that wasn't put into there or has been studied as a part of this rate study, even though the rate study says that it's supposed to be done. Now, how can we have a document that doesn't have any mitigation or enforcement acts to it that says who's going to do this in case something doesn't happen? $700,000, and then it was up to I think, $1.2 million by the district by some method of working the...
Can you point that out exactly in here so Rick can find it?
He had it.
I had it folded over if you... It's not in the back.
It's in the back? Right?
No, it's more in the forward. Right. I think it's 15, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. The last two paragraphs are three paragraphs. And I have to make sure that you recognize that it's an altered, but I don't know what they did.
Yeah, it's an altered.
What page is that on?
15, is it?
15.
Here. This one.
These are the last two of the alternatives. But anyway, that's...
We're talking $1 million just like that.
Is that
we...
Are you done with public comment? Or?
Yeah, I think we're done.
I just got one comment. That there is depreciation that is actually an expense, and it's about $700,000 that used to go into the budget and come out as an expense that was supposed to go into capital reserves. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, last year and this year, with Kristen West, they're saying now it's just an accounting figure. But it's actually money that just goes into the general fund. So where does that come into play? That would pay for a rate freeze three times over.
Okay.
And this $700,000 one that comes out to $1.2 million would be the same thing.
That's the cabbie grant?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that.
Hmm?
I said I'm not familiar with that.
And again, I hate to monopolize, but as you're speaking, more is coming up. This committee is not getting everything that I believe this committee should receive before they make their recommendations. Certain things are withheld from you, whether you know it or not, in regards to what's actually happening in this district. And if you're not getting a bucket with a full brim of water, you guys are left outside. And I can't say anything against this, the Finance Committee, because I don't think that you're getting the whole picture. Mm-hmm. And the forensic study will give everyone the whole picture. Mm-hmm. Where if you're handed a bunch of documents from staff, board of directors, you can use your own to go against the forensic. You don't need anyone else. Mm-hmm.
So, for forensic, how far would you suggest going back?
The beginning.
The beginning of
Halfway.
The district?
I would. Wherever it would be appropriate to start, but I don't think it's gone back far enough.
So you're suggesting that we do a forensic accounting of the entire district finances from the very beginning when it was established?
I would suggest that the forensic be done based upon an initial study done by the people that are doing the forensic, because they can go through and do an initial study of it, mm-hmm. and see where their numbers start to run.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It'll become very apparent, I believe, how far they feel they need to go back, which would probably be at least 10 years.
Okay, and so how much money would you be willing to spend on this?
It's not in my purview to spend anything.
Well, I'm asking because this is
how would I know? No one would know.
I'm asking.
Well, we're not sure what it costs.
Okay. Well, it would be nice to have a general idea so we
yes,
can
but we're not,
put
we're
that possibly into the budget.
Well, a regular budget's about $25,000-$30,000.
Well, no, I think they're a little bit more than that.
I think Russell said something that was going to cost 40 or 45.
For 1 year or for 5 years?
He never was that specific.
Yeah, he said for a forensic audit.
Okay.
Okay, and you also have not even received this year's audit that's going to be presented to the board on Tuesday. So.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
No, I don't think he said that. I, as far as I know.
You're not going to do the audit on Tuesday?
No.
No, okay, I thought that was original.
No. Well,
so we'll do that.
When we get the audit back from the auditors, and as far as I know, it's not back.
Just for a heads up, you may be down by $17 million. If my sources are correct.
What, the audit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, should we move on to our recommendations? Is everyone, anyone other public comments?
Yes.
Sorry, Rick, I'm taking over again.
It's okay. That's okay. Where we're trying to go.
Okay.
Are we ready to make any recommendations at this point?
I have a comment. I do hear about the fire breaches with the irrigation water. That is a concern, and I think that is something that definitely needs to be addressed. I don't know if I can make a recommendation on whether I think the rate freeze should happen or not happen. And I don't think we can decide to freeze just treated water and not irrigation or vice versa. I think it has to be across the board based on the rules and laws we have to follow.
I believe that you can lower rates, but not you can't make them go higher without any other approval.
Under 218.
Okay. So we have a bunch of scenarios that we could follow. We could choose to only increase by half. I mean, there are many different scenarios we could follow. We could agree to do a year. That's fair.
I don't think you have the power.
It's just recommendation.
We can make a recommendation.
We're just recommending.
Quick cutting her off.
Yeah.
I'm a word person. I'm sorry.
I know, so am I. So I gave you the floor. Please listen to you patiently. I would like the same respect, please.
Certainly.
Thank you very much. So I think there are a lot of scenarios that we could fulfill. I'll give it to you in just 1 second. And I hear your concerns. I'm just letting everyone know that. I think a forensic is potentially a very good idea. It's good for any business, especially if you have problems. And I don't think anyone here wants to hide anything. I don't know about anyone else or boards or other people or any of that. I'm speaking from my experience with these people sitting right here. So that's pretty much all I have to say about it. So I guess I don't have a recommendation. I mean, there's
Thomas.
I guess there's two things. The gentleman has his finger
I'm
up.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I would give you one food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
Make a recommendation. I make a recommendation that if you're going to get a forensic audit, that you don't set a time for the freeze. When the audit's done, you shouldn't have to have a freeze. So as soon as the audit's completed and the results are in, then you know whether you're going to raise the rates, you're going to lower the rates, you're going to do whatever you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
The food for thought is, you have an ALT problem right now where you collected somewhere between $900,000 and $1.2 million in overcharge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you want to then raise the rates for the 219 rates and then find out that it's too much and now you've got an overcharge for the basic consumer.
Well, that would be a problem.
Well, yeah. And that's why I say that it probably is, you know, you're at a point where you say, look, let's get a forensic audit, let's put a stop to it.
Mm-hmm.
If the forensic audit takes 3 months, then go forward in 3 months. If it ends in 6 weeks, go forward in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But don't set an arbitrary number that say, well, we're going to freeze it for a year, and now you've got to go back and say, well, now we're not going to freeze it any longer because it needs to go up, or we are not going to freeze it any longer because we're going to move it down, or whatever the answer is. I would say, if you're going to get an audit, make the freeze for as long as it takes to get the correct answer from the audit.
That's an excellent recommendation. Mm-hmm. That's an excellent recommendation.
I think that an audit would take a long, long time,
mm-hmm.
more than a few weeks or a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Then you make your decision based on that.
I think we have to think about the future of the district. And I'm in favor of no freeze.
Yeah, that's where I tend to go, but I think there still needs to be an, obviously, we are in Republic.
My feeling is we're having an audit taking place, and I would like to see that audit before I want to go out and recommend a forensic audit. I am not, having seen these financials for years, I don't think that there is anything that is really that deeply done. There were some stuff that weren't kept up. Most companies look at their assets on an annual basis and go out and verify it. So there's not a lot of stuff here. I mean, you've just got, basically you got filter systems and tanks, and they're easy to find. The dam is there. I don't think that is necessary, at least until we see the financial audit that is taking place, and compare it to other years. But I'm also with it. At this point, I wouldn't recommend a freeze either until we see that. But the board is the ones, it's so seriously, and it's the board that needs to make that decision. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Could you go so far as to make a recommendation that the board does at least look at it, even if you're not supporting a freeze?
Yeah, well, I think that's what we're saying. We're not going to make a recommendation, but the board needs to take a look at that. They're the ones that indicated that they wanted to take a look, and I think that's the right thing, is for them to do that and decide from there. Yes?
Have you been given a copy of a statement delivered to the board of directors by Marie Caprion? Is it Caprion?
Caprion.
At the last meeting, where she went through chapter and verse as to some of the difficulties that the district had. If you haven't received it, I would suggest that you postpone any decision until you have read that. She's a past treasurer of this district, and she lays out quite a bit of discrepancies that, in her opinion, exist in the district. I've got about 20 pages of items of dispute in regards to the rate study that was done. In other words, we've gone through the rate study, we've gone through what we know about the district, and there's so much stuff that is in dispute, it's almost 30 pages. And that's just on things that you can pick up.
I think that the committee has to act or not act based on the information that we have in front of us.
Yeah.
That's
right. Yes.
Can I just add, with your recommendation, just add exactly what, you know, why you chose that way, just so the board has, all right, this is what they recommended and this was why, because so we have that.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I move that the board, that the committee report to the board the finance committee recommends that the rate increases go into effect as scheduled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just ask a question.
Mm-hmm. I'll support that.
There's a motion on the floor.
Okay.
Was that a second?
Yes, it's a second.
That's a second.
Okay, then we get to talk more.
Yep.
I guess.
I mean, I don't know. Usually you do either or, but the board usually does motion and second before public comment, and here the committee, we did public comment before you guys discussed it. So I think it's up to you, Rick, as chairman, if you want to open up for comment again. I don't think you have to. I think we've heard from everybody. The committee has heard from everybody already once.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to ask them again.
I just wanted to make a closing comment. Either all the customers have sticker shock and the numbers are what they are and they're accurate, or you've got a horrible credibility problem with how you arrived at the numbers. But until that gets resolved, you know, every second Tuesday, this room's going to be filled to capacity. We have to get past this.
So you have a motion and a second here.
One other addition is that these people have come here, people have written. I think it's well known, if this room was actually empty, that you would be aware of the will of the people of the Divide in regards to what happened as a result of the rate increase being passed by the board. For you to sit back here, and now, if I understand what you're proposing and made a motion for, you're saying we don't care.
Mm-hmm. We're not saying that.
Yes, you are. Well, we're
not doing exactly what you want.
No. We didn't tell you what we want.
I have a whole neighborhood that's not sitting in here. I have a whole neighborhood that doesn't come to me and say anything about the rate. They don't.
They voted.
They don't care.
No, I'm not saying they don't care. They voted. But they don't come here and sit in this room and say the same thing.
Vote.
It's not 7,000 people who are upset.
I didn't say 7,000.
You have said all the ratepayers.
No, I said ratepayers.
Over and over again. You said all of them. And it's not all of them. That's an exaggeration. There is a group that's not happy. And I hear you with fire breaks. Totally makes sense. That can be addressed. It's not a majority.
What?
Really?
Well,
we have a motion.
How is that going to be addressed without water?
The
electric?
there's a motion on
the floor. There's a motion on
the floor.
You guys have to vote.
Well, we're in disgust of it. So,
well, we can't stop you from what you maybe have to do.
Yeah, go ahead and do it.
But you're doing it in front of enough people. And the word shall be spread.
I have suggested that the board do a forensic audit.
Okay, then
I don't know what else you guys want from us. I don't think at this time that it's a good idea to recommend to freeze the rates, looking at the financial numbers that we have.
Why not?
Because it doesn't look good.
Why not? Because why? What is your concrete?
I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. Especially
well, you haven't been around for a long,
especially
for a lot of finance committee meetings anyway.
Wow.
So why don't you just tootle home?
Yeah, I know you're so pleasant to deal with.
Pleasant has nothing to do with it.
I know.
It's all right.
Ugh.
Go ahead and vote.
God.
They already did it.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything in this district.
In my opinion, is that we really don't need to take a position at this point. I think the board needs to take a position.
You guys don't even have easements on half your properties.
It's become very complex, a lot more complex than it appears. And on the other end of it, if we don't continue with the rate increases, we may be starving the district of things that need to be done.
We're only talking temporary.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
Why don't you let the rate increases remain, but just do the forensic audit?
There's a compromise. Try that.
That would be the transparency that we need.
Yeah.
Because then all will see what is happening. And if I'm wrong, so be it. If anyone else is wrong, it's also going to show that mistakes may have been made. And I'm very careful in my wording.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a recommendation.
Yeah, just recommend it to the board.
Mm-hmm. I
question.
Recommend the forensic audit, then.
You could ask for a single subject audit focused around the 218 and how the numbers were collected, turned in, viewed. It would then pick up the issue that Steve has talked about
And wouldn't be an agency-wide or agency-wide audit, just a specific single audit on the 218.
I know that's good recommendations all, but unfortunately that's not an agenda item. I know, I hate to be the, they can't really recommend something that would be agendized to us, so.
Just a suggestion for future thought.
Now, actually, I am not in favor of that. I think that we should just not have a position at this point and let the board decide what they want to do.
The board will decide what they want to do regardless of what we recommend.
Well, that's all right. We take a vote.
We're just advisory.
Okay. We'll take a vote.
Aye.
And I say no. Motion carried. So.
Okay.
People have this.
So,
okay.
Can I say something else?
Sure.
Why don't you all come up with a list of what you want us to look at and suggest, like forensic audit, all this stuff, instead of coming to us right like this at a special meeting where we have one agenda?
Because your resolution doesn't say that we can do that.
Okay, then.
And you keep canceling the meeting.
Yeah.
All right.
You keep canceling the meeting.
Yeah. Or someone does.
Someone does.
You know, and we have 24 hours to get the paperwork, which wasn't complete even with that, for a special meeting, and then you're saying, all this within 24 hours.
I got this
Monday.
No, before New Year's.
Okay, but we were supposed to get it before New Year's also.
Isn't this stuff already published, the rate study?
Under the Brown
everything?
Act, when you receive the documents, we are supposed
to
receive.
Are we done? Yeah, you guys need to finish the meeting. You're not on topic here, so.
Thank you for the disclosure, though.
Yeah. It's been very interesting. Very interesting.
I'm hungry.
Move, we adjourn.
Yes, please.
We will adjourn, though.
Thank you for your dog.